going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I have never defended anything harder than me saying, no, quit Sean Junkins. He's not moving up draft boards, and then it flashes up to our immediate right. Mel Kiper has Travion Henderson and Junkins. 3-4, right next to each other on his big board. Not for nothing. Mel Kiper also has Shador Sanders as his QB1.
Yes, he does.
QB1.
I mean, Shador was QB1 in September for everybody. Everybody.
He has him over Cam Ward.
He does.
Yeah.
Cam Ward being compared a lot to Ben Roethlisberger is a shorter Big Ben.
Yeah.
I'm seeing all over the place Shador Sanders compared to Teddy Bridgewater. I think I would rather have Big Ben than Teddy Bridgewater.
Jameis Winston.
I saw that.
You know, you said that.
Not as strong of an arm, though.
You said that a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Not as strong of an arm, though.
And not as turnover prone. But Jameis turned it over in college, too.
Yeah, but Jameis had a better college career than
Shador. Oh, of course. Of course. How'd he start against Pitt? Did he throw an incompletion?
It was really good. He also played baseball.
Baseball. Didn't he have just as good as a baseball career?
Yeah, and his jersey's not retired.
What do you mean?
13-12 cumulative record.
We didn't even get to talk
That's
to him
ridiculous.
About
that. Hunter, I get.
Yeah.
He won the Heisman, yeah.
Hey, I'll put this out there. Pitt would be more justified in retiring Kenny Pickett's number in jersey than Colorado would be to retire Shador Sanders. And it ain't even close.
Correct. Trey agrees off
it ain't
Mike.
Even yep. close.
Of course it's not close. He was third in the Heisman Trophy voting and won an ACC championship. You know, Shador had them in Big 12 championship contention, but they didn't win a Big 12 championship. Kenny was also there for 5 years. He was there for two.
QB1, though.
I agree. Geno Smith should have had his jersey retired.
Yeah.
How about that?
Will Greer. QB1, though, I feel like that's Mel trying to be different.
Maybe.
Is there really that big of a gap from Cam Ward to Shador, though, if you're grading them? If you're
arm talent-wise, yes. Yeah. And mobility. Ward's a better athlete. Shador's not a good athlete.
If you guys were picking at number one, who would you take? For the Steelers.
Cam, number one for the Steelers?
Yeah.
Travis Hunter.
And we were picking
number
one.
Because he's just that good of a prospect.
Yeah. I'd take Cam Ward.
I would take Cam Ward. But Hunter would be my number two.
I think Abdul Carter's the best player in the draft.
I think, here's my problem real quick, because we'll get back into the quarterback stuff at the top of the hour. My problem with Hunter is, he's the best corner prospect. You look at all these boards, the best corner prospect and the best wide receiver prospect. Are you going to get a guy that's actually going to be able to do both at this level? Like, that they're going to allow to do both?
I think, you know, I've been thinking through this. Like, it's going to be very hard for him to do both the way that he wants to. But if you put him in nickel and not like a mainstay at corner, like he's not the number two corner outside of like Denzel Ward or whatever, and he's on the field every play, I think you can get away with that. I mean, the Patriots used to do it with Julian Edelman. They used to put him at nickel corner nickel safety and go cover.
Here's my thing, though. I think he's the best corner in the draft. he's not the best receiver in the draft.
Who's the best receiver?
I'd take McMillan. I'd take Abuka over him.
Wow.
I would.
I love doing that when people give different draft analysis.
They're full-time receivers, man. Like, you don't take a corner number two and he plays nickel.
Well, today you might.
No.
He's going to play 70%. You said you wanted Grant. He plays 30%.
I understand that, but you're saying he's having a hard time playing both.
Yes. If he's a full-time.
Is he a better corner or a better receiver?
I think he's the same. If he's full-time in both, it doesn't even matter which side. If he's a full-time corner, then play some packages at receiver.
I haven't seen the guy run like an actual route.
That's a knock.
Like he cuts 38 times.
But that's what you're getting. You're getting the athlete, and you're going to use him as an athlete.
Okay, though. It's the NFL. Like, there's only been one dude to do that, and he's the guy that coached him. And, like, Deion is a superior athlete.
Oh, my God.
In every way, shape, and form to maybe anybody in the history of the NFL, including Travis Hunter.
I haven't said this.
And that was 30 years ago. The game's different, man. It's like they weren't throwing the ball back then like they're throwing it now.
I have similar concerns. Like, are you going to get your bang for your buck? Like, I do think he's the best receiver. I do think he's the best corner.
Then you could, but you have options though. Still, like it doesn't.
Sure.
You don't necessarily have to do the scenario that I laid out.
He needs to land in the right spot,
right? And you figure that out in OTAs and training camp. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to see where you are the best. Can you do both? Can you do nickel? Can you do slot receiver for some packages, or are you just a receiver, or are you just a corner?
What film rooms he's sitting in too? You know, like I think stuff like that you have to think about before the fact. And I just don't know that Cleveland's going to get the best out of him. Here's the thing I hadn't said. I've actually said the opposite on this. I said I'm very excited about the draft. We have 11 hours and 3 minutes. Now I just want to do the show all day.
Same.
I love draft disagreements because people get so passionate about them, and who knows? Who knows? Everyone will grade the draft. We'll probably do that tomorrow. Grade the Steelers' 21st pick, and it could be totally different 2 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 2 years ago, Broderick Jones, A+, trade up for that guy? What a freak. It's been a failure to this point.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know.
You have no idea. Mm-mm. But, I mean, who's the fourth best player? I mean, we know who the top three are. Cam Ward, Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter. Who's number four?
Genty, I think.
Hmm. Hmm.
IMO.
Yeah.
Yep. That's where I'm leaning to.
Yeah, but again, here's the thing. Can't catch. I have a big problem with that. If you're going to take that guy in the top 10, you're going to compare him to Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, to a lesser extent, catching the ball, Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry's 6'3", 240 pounds.
Right.
I mean, Genty's 5'11". Like, you better be able to catch the ball and show me you can catch.
You don't even need to be this great route runner matchup nightmare, but
because the other guys, Saquon, I mean, they have tape from college being versatile. I'm not saying he's not a workhorse, but to be a top 10 guy, like, I bet you better be able to play on third down.
Someone makes and you know who's a great pass protector, by the way? Travion Henderson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, supposedly.
Those dudes at Ohio State have to do it all.
Stud. Texter, this is a good point on Travis Hunter. One rolled ankle and you lose two potential Pro Bowl starters all in one fell swoop.
Great point. It is a great point.
That being said, think about all the cap space you could save. If he's as good as he can be at both positions, his contract negotiation is going to be fascinating. Fascinating. Le'Veon Bell wanted to get paid as a number one running back and a number two wide receiver. This dude would be a number one wide receiver and a number one corner.
Shohei in the lesser.
That's right. That's right.
Shohei.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.